This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. You're listening to Snack-Sized Sexy Stories, Short Sex Stories, read to you by us. Start or end your day the sexy way. Check out the link down below for more stuff from us. Enjoy listening to our hot steamy stories.
The next story is posted by Groom Leader from our / erotica. The title of this post is Moving Violations. Sit back and enjoy the story.
I was just cruising along, feeling so good. My boyfriend Mike had just used my cunt like his own personal fuck toy. He really filled me up. I can still feel a good portion of his hot cum churning around my womb. It was late, and I needed to get home. My driver's license was only a temporary one that I had gotten on my 18th birthday. If I got stopped by a cop then the lights of a police cruiser's flash bar show up in my rearview mirror. And he blips his siren. Shit, damn it. I glance at the speedometer, realizing I'd been speeding in an attempt to get home faster. With no other choice, I pull over and nervously wait for him. I watch him walk over. He leans down towards the window. I roll it down and he says, "Good evening, miss. You were in kind of a hurry. License and registration, please." "Yes, sir," I mutter as I hand over the documents. My heart feels like it's in my belly. "Looks like you've only been driving about 2 weeks," the cop says, aiming his flashlight at my license. "It's still the paper one. My real one hasn't shown up in the mail yet." "I know," I say. "I'm sorry. You know you're not supposed to be driving after 10, right?" he says, shining his light in my face and then up and down my body. "I know," I say. "That's why I was speeding, because I'm late getting home." "Where you coming from?" he asks, his light lingering on my tits. "I'm wearing a tank top without a bra. I left the bra at my boyfriend's place." I can still feel his warm cum inside my pussy as the cop questions me. "At a friend's," I tell him. "A boyfriend's?" he asks, the light dipping into my lap. "I don't have a boyfriend," I lie, though I'm not entirely sure why. "Well, I'm going to have to write you a ticket," he says. And I can see my driving privileges vanishing before my eyes. "Isn't there any way you could just let me off with a warning?" I plead, batting my eyes and twisting my dark hair around my finger. I've flirted my way out of trouble in school with male teachers who are suckers for pretty eyes and big tits. And I've heard lots of stories about cops who let pretty girls off when they start to cry. The problem is I've never been much of a crier, and the tears aren't coming now. "What did you have in mind?" he asks, his light back on my tits. It's not the reply I expected, and for a moment I feel off balance. "I don't know," I say. "I can't get a ticket though." He doesn't reply right away. He looks up and down the street. I'm just a few blocks from home and it's not a busy street. He turns off his flashlight and hooks it on his belt. "Why don't you show me your tits?" he finally says. "What?" I gasp, completely shocked. "You've got nice tits," he says. "I'd love to see them." "Are you serious?" I say, feeling my heart rate suddenly jump. "I've heard about these stories, too." "It's cheaper than a ticket," he says, "and you won't lose your license." For a long moment, I just stare at him. He's tall and well-built with big muscled arms sticking out of his short-sleeved shirt. He's not bad-looking, but he's old, older than my dad anyway, which is the standard I use for guys being old. He's at least in his 40s, maybe late 40s. All this goes through my mind in a second before I do the balancing act. Which is worse, getting a ticket and possibly losing the license I've only just earned, or showing my tits to some pervy old cop? I'm embarrassed and actually blush when I realize that last thought sent a little chill down my spine and tickled the nerves that make my pussy wet. I blame it on the fact that I just had sex with my boyfriend, and as usual, I have to wait until I'm home and alone in bed before I can finish what he started. "All right," I say, deciding that flashing my tits is a lot less hassle than a ticket. I unhook my seatbelt, and then simply slip the straps from my tank top off my shoulders. The top is tight and I have big tits, so I have to roll it down around my belly. I feel the cool night air on my nipples and I'm surprised at the thrill I feel exposing myself to him. "Nice," he says, and he doesn't ask but simply reaches through the window and cups my breast in his large hand. I don't say anything and he fondles my tits and lightly pinches my nipples. I'm embarrassed when they stiffen between his fingers. "You like that, huh?" he asks. I don't answer, but I don't protest either when he ducks his head through the window and clamps his mouth over my nipple. It's swollen and sensitive now, and it's hard to control my breathing. I sigh, biting down on my lower lip when I feel his hand between my thighs. I spread them for him, almost instinctively and without thought. My shorts are very short shorts, and it's easy for him to find my pussy through the leg opening. I sigh again, and I can't help but be impressed by his skilled fingers slipping so easily under my panties and finding my wet hole. Not bad, he says, finally standing and pulling his head from the window. He takes the finger that was in my pussy and puts it in his mouth. And I am tempted to ask him how my boyfriend tastes. I show some restraint though, more than I did letting him suck my tits and finger my pussy. I am flushed red and my pulse is thumping in my ears. Can I go? I ask, my voice a little too breathy. My top is still around my waist and he's fondling my tit again. That was just for driving after 10, he grins. We still have the speeding ticket to deal with. What? I gasp, you said. I said to show me your tits, he says, cutting me off. And you did that. Now I'm saying, let's deal with the speeding ticket. As he talks, he takes his hand from my tit and unzips his trooper pants. You've got a beautiful mouth, he adds, and he reaches inside his fly and pulls out the biggest dick I've ever seen in my life. I'm angry, but I'm also speechless, and he knows why. Never seen one that big, have you? He says, letting his thick slab of meat rest on my open window. I don't answer, but I can't tear my eyes away. It's almost scary how big it is, but fear isn't what I'm feeling as I stare at it. If I do this, you'll let me go? I finally ask. It'll be like this whole thing never happened, he says. And he gives one last look around the empty street before I take him in my hand. Oh my God, I think to myself. It's bigger than any dick I've ever touched, and it's not even hard yet. It's heavy and powerful in my fist, and I can feel it throb as I pump it and it starts to grow. How big is it? I say, and I hate myself for asking, but I have to know. 10.5 inches, he answers proudly, and my eyes grow wide. I have both hands wrapped around it now, and there's still plenty of room for my mouth. Suck it, princess, he says. And I do, licking the tip first, then taking him as deep into my mouth as I can. Oh yeah, baby, he moans, reaching through the window to caress my cheek while I swallow his huge dick. I twist in my seat to get a better angle. It's so fucking huge it takes my breath away, and I know I'm getting too excited when I get upset that his balls are still tucked inside his tight trooper pants. I fight the urge to ask him to take them out, and instead I lift the tip, press it to his stomach, and lick my way up and down the thick vein on the underside of his cock. It could have been. No, it should have been a quick, fast blowjob. Suck and pump until he comes so I get this creep out of my life. But instead I'm giving him the porn star blowjob. Using all my tricks and skills. Even worse than that, I'm not just sucking him. I'm making love to his cock with my mouth. Worshipping his dick. This isn't something he's forcing me to do. It's something I want, and he knows it. Ah, fucking A. He laughs when his cock erupts, flooding my mouth and spewing all over my tongue. I eagerly suck the cum from his cock and swallow it hungrily. He pulls back and I'm panting. I have to wipe a dribble of cum from my chin. Can I go now? I mutter, embarrassed by my own enthusiasm. Do you want to go now? He asks. I don't answer. His cock is still hard and poking through my window. Why don't you lock your car up and come with me? He says, and I only hesitate for a second. Then I roll up my windows and lock my doors behind me. There's an auto shop across the street from where I'm pulled over, and he drives his patrol car around back and kills the lights. His cock is still out and my tits are still exposed. It's a nice night out, he says, and he climbs out of the car. I get out on my side and meet him at the back of the car. He bends me over the trunk and pulls my shorts and panties down my legs. I lift up one leg, then the other, as he slips them over my feet, and there I am completely bare ass for his viewing and fucking pleasure. I hug the car, liking the cool metal against my bare tits on a warm summer night. He takes his time licking and kissing my ass and pussy from behind, and then he gives me what I want. Oh my God, I cry as he pushes 10.5 inches of fat cock inside my body. I've only fucked 2 boys up to this point, my 19-year-old boyfriend and his 23-year-old brother, which my boyfriend knows nothing about. Neither of them had small dicks, but taking the cop's monster feels like losing my virginity again. I squirm and wiggle under him, and he grips my ass and slowly fills me up. 18, I hear him grunt, and he draws his cock back and pushes it in again. I moan and tremble, and he takes my dark hair in his fist and pulls my head back so my back arches hard. Fucking 18, and tight as a virgin, he says, and he's fucking me now with long, deep strokes of his cock. This isn't like fucking my boyfriend in the bathroom with the door locked, trying to keep quiet so his mom doesn't hear us while she's upstairs watching Idol. This is hot, fast, and intense fucking that has every nerve in my body screaming for more. I can already feel my cum running down my legs and my wetness only encourages him. Oh, you love that, don't you, you little slut? He growls, and I say, yes, yes. And he fucks me harder and faster until my knees are like rubber and I'm simply dangling like a rag doll from the end of his cock. Ah, he finally cries, and a cat howls somewhere as his cock swells and bursts inside my pussy. He rams his hips hard into my ass and I can't take another inch of his cock. I feel a hot flood of cum painting the walls of my pussy as I lay there on the trunk of his car while he mauls my tits and humps my ass with slow, short thrusts until his balls are empty. I use my shorts to kneel on in the parking lot behind the auto shop while I clean his cock with my mouth. I finally get my chance at his heavy balls, rolling them around on my tongue and nuzzling them with my lips until he's hard again. He sits me on the trunk this time and fucks me slowly while we kiss. I don't even know what this man's name is, but I've taken his cock in my mouth, swallowed his hot seed, let his cock ram my pussy with a hot rush of spunk, cleaned his cock with my mouth, and he is reaming my hungry pussy again, his tongue in my mouth as I cling to him tightly. Breaking the kiss, he grunts, "I want to come on your tits," and I'm under his control. I slip back down to my knees and cup my tits, holding them up like an offering. He'd going to mark all of my hot spots. Come, big man, come all over my tits, splatter me. I'm breathless, watching his hand stroke up and down that huge hunk of cock. It only takes a few pumps as he stiffens up, let out a loud grunt. And I feel the throb in my pussy as his huge prick spits pearls across my chest. When I get home, I'm going to need to rub my pussy wildly, or else I'll never get to sleep. I can still smell the cops come on my tits as I drive away. I'm probably going to catch hell from my dad for being out past curfew. But what the hell, I've just been fucked harder and longer than any time in my life and come so many times I lost count. Just that thought sends a chill down my spine and my pussy quivers. My panties are in the back seat. I slip my hand into my shorts and stroke at the well-trimmed pubic hair. Just you wait, kitty. When I get into bed, my fingers and my 9-inch dildo will take good care of you.
That was one hot and steamy story. Make sure to subscribe and check the links down below to be notified for daily episodes that would make your day a few times spicier. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you again with another hot, steamy sex story.